Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's anticipated a meeting will take place next week between officials to discuss the signing of a contract for the development of a direct provision centre in Letterkenny, which would house 350 asylum seekers. Minister Charlie McConnell says he has continued confidence that Irish and EU fishing interests will be robustly defended by Michel Barnier and his team in this last phase of negotiations. A COVID-19 testing facility is due to open at Donegal Airport in the coming days. And the number of people homeless in the northwest has dropped slightly. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht. But first news, Cabinet Ministers have given the green light for restaurants and pubs that serve food to open next week, while shops, gyms, hairdressers, barbers, museums and cinemas will also be allowed to open. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
This will be a three-stage reopening. Next Tuesday, December 1st, we'll see retail, gyms, hotels, hairdressers, barbers, museums, golf courses and cinemas allowed to open, while Cabinet has approved the reopening of restaurants, hotel restaurants and gastropubs from next Friday. The time limits in these settings will be lifted if tables are more than 2 metres apart. Finally, the third stage will be when people are allowed to travel outside their county and visit other people's homes. That will start on December 18th and last until January 6th. Up to three households will be allowed to meet during this window. However, Christmas gatherings will come with guidelines. The government will recommend not hugging or shaking hands with your guests. Whoever's cooking Christmas dinner will also be told to wear a face mask while preparing and serving food. People will also be told if they intend to have gatherings at Christmas to limit their contacts from now. The Cabinet meeting has finished with a full announcement around 6 o'clock this evening.
Well, Padraig Cribbin, the chief executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, has criticised the decision to keep pubs that only serve alcohol closed.
We believe that all pubs should be allowed open, because not opening all pubs will create serious problems for those that are open in terms of capacity.
Meanwhile, business communities on both sides of the border do not believe there will be an increase in cross-border shopping over the next 2 weeks. It comes as another 391 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. 12 deaths have also been reported, with 9 in the past 24 hours. Non-essential retail in Northern Ireland has closed today until the 11th of December, while shops in the Republic are gearing up to reopen next week. Paddy Malone from Dundalk Chamber of Commerce feels shoppers in the north will buy online instead.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could be that people in the north will abide by their own regulations and not travel. I know that in the south, we didn't travel that much into the north. Based on my conversations with Newry and with other retailers, they feel that people either were shopping online or they were click and collecting.
A COVID-19 testing facility is due to open at Donegal Airport in the coming days. The airport is offering RT-PCR testing and COVID antibody testing in conjunction with Westmeath company Medal Healthcare. General Kavanagh has more.
Donegal Airport manager Eilish Doherty says there is a growing demand for travel-related COVID testing, and as a result, she says, they're keen to ensure that a test facility is available within the northwest region. The facility will be open to the public whether the test is needed for travel or for any other reason. From Sunday, November 29th, people are required to have a pre-departure travel clearance certificate, whether travelling from or to orange and red listed countries, as we adopt the European traffic light system. Tests can be booked online at a cost of €149.
It's anticipated a meeting will take place next week between officials to discuss the signing of a contract for the development of a direct provision centre in Letterkenny, which would house 350 asylum seekers. Donegal County Council Chief Executive John McLaughlin confirmed today that officials from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth have been in contact today seeking a meeting. Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Donal Coyle, says he's anxious to facilitate that meeting as quickly as possible. He says the level of secrecy around the signing of the contract has been a disappointment.
We should be welcoming these people to our town, but I have grave reservations in relation to services that are going to be provided. If the government had to come out and let us know exactly, you know, what is happening. Is it 60 families? Is there enough accommodation in those blocks of flats? Are the supports in place for those families? Are their support workers going to be there to help them to integrate? Do we have the medical facilities, the doctors, the dentists? Do we have the educational facilities?
Has an opportunity been missed in terms of the role that Letterkenny Municipal District and Donegal County Council could have played in planning this? Because I'm sure there's local information that the council, the councillors and officials could have brought to the table that maybe department officials in Dublin are simply not aware of.
It's the secrecy that's surrounding all of this. We haven't been given any role whatsoever in this. I don't want a situation where we're going to end up in the town of Letterkenny where you're going to be criticised as a council because of the conditions that people are going to be living in. We should be welcoming these people with open arms, but ensuring that all the facilities that has to be provided can be provided. 4 weeks today, we will be celebrating Christmas Day, the birth of the Saviour. His father and mother had to leave their own town, and he was born in a stable in Bethlehem. They then had to flee to Egypt to seek asylum. We need to look at it in that context and welcome these people.
Confirming the plans today, Minister Roderick O'Gorman says a Friends of the Centre group will be established and the government departments are working to ensure all necessary supports are provided. He says steps to replace direct provision are continuing, but while that process is ongoing, it's important that asylum seekers are accommodated in proper settings. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is welcoming the Minister's approach.
Listeners will be well aware that I'm not happy with the whole direct provision process, but I must say that the decision that the government has made has been a sea change when you consider that it's the Minister for Children that is actually responsible for this now, and it's been a totally different change in attitude than what we've been used to with the Department of Justice. So that in itself is positive. It is welcome, and I think it makes sense that it should be in town centres. We have seen some of the decisions made by the department previously have been ridiculous, putting centres out in rural areas where people don't have transport to actually get to services that they require. I think it's something that the people of Letterkenny will show that there's a huge welcome, a very positive welcome for these people, and to be able to provide them with support.
Minister Charlie McConlogue says he has continued confidence that Irish and EU fishing interests will be robustly defended by Michel Barnier and his team in this late phase of negotiations. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator is travelling to London for further talks with his British counterpart David Frost on an EU-UK trade deal. The EU's made an offer to Britain in a bid to resolve the row over fishing rights, a key stumbling block. Well, the Donegal TD has suggested that the Dáil's European Affairs Committee may be the forum through which many post-Brexit problems can be resolved. Deputy Joe McHugh is chair of the committee and says he believes it can play a key role in resolving issues in the coming weeks and months, particularly in relation to the issue of mutual recognition of qualifications and licences. Deputy McHugh says this became evident this week when a problem with transport management qualifications was quickly resolved after it was raised by the committee.
Each haulier has a transport manager. A lot of these transport managers trained in Northern Ireland, trained in Britain, and there was a potential requirement for them to have to reset that training. But Minister Hildegard Nocton has announced that they will not have to do it. The European Commission has said that they're willing to work with the Department of Transport to try to ensure how this qualification will be recognised.
Are we going to see similar issues develop in the coming weeks and months, recognising cross-border qualifications and various procedural things between the UK and the EU?
Look, I think we are going to see issues arising, but I'm just thinking within education at the time when I was minister, a lot of the organisations would had authority for recognising qualifications, for example occupational therapies or physios or dentists or people who got the qualifications in the UK. They've already been working. There's been a lot of work done to try to recognise that certificate and qualification as a mutually acceptable qualification by the EU. A lot of work has been done. There has been a lot of journeying done by these different representative bodies. But I think to go back to answer your question, yes, look, there will be issues arising. And what I would be saying in the European Union Affairs Committee, which I chair, could be a potential vehicle to try to allay these concerns and bring up the issues. And it was really indicative that the response after raising the issue yesterday morning, that the Commission acted on it last night. So I think it will be a good democratic vehicle to address issues as they arise.
The number of people homeless in the northwest has dropped slightly. 80 people, 13 of them children, across Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim were registered as homeless during the week from October the 19th to the 25th, down from 85 the previous month and down from 84 year on year. The national trend, however, continues to rise. Just over 8,700 people are without a home across the country, an increase of 81 in total. Focus Ireland's Rowan McNamara says the eviction ban needs to be widened during the pandemic.
It's a bit confusing, the situation, because it seems to come across as if that protects everyone. But people can still be evicted if they are in arrears, if the landlord is selling the property or moving family into it. So we really are calling on the government to have a more comprehensive eviction ban in place to keep people safe in their homes, so we can get on top of this crisis and keep people safe in their homes during this pandemic.
It's been confirmed that nurses at Alton Galvin Hospital in Derry have received free parking discs. Councillor Jason Barr was contacted by the Western Health Trust today to acknowledge that discs had been issued. Councillor Barr initially raised the issue last week after it emerged some nurses had been clamped, and says it's important that it was resolved so quickly.
After my email sent on the 17th of November to the Trust asking for nurses to be avail of the free parking, I asked for the nurses to receive a badge to display on their windows to make this happen. And thankfully, this morning when I woke up, I checked my emails to receive that nurses will now be issued with this badge to put on their windscreens to prevent them from having to pay to park in the future, which is absolutely brilliant news, and it's a victory for nurses. The nurses raised their voices, we listened and we delivered on this.
And you had last night received unanimous support across Derry City and Strabane District Council. It now appears the council's intervention as an authority won't be necessary.
There was another councillor that did raise that last night within council, which I then amended it, and then the amended substantive motion then got unanimous support from right across the council. So it was great that the other council also raised this, but as I say, an absolute victory for nurses this morning.
And you'll be hoping, I'm sure, that other trusts and other hospitals will be looking at what's happening in Albogavan and thinking, yeah, perhaps we should follow suit.
Yes, I'm sure this will happen right across the north after this announcement today, that I would say this will be issued right across all hospital grounds.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest Donegal gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland have been confirmed in pot 3 for the FIFA World Cup qualifying draw, which will take place on Monday week, December 7th. Holders France, Belgium, England, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Croatia, Denmark, Germany and the Netherlands will all be in pot 1. Switzerland, Wales, Poland, Sweden, Austria, Ukraine, Serbia, Turkey, Slovakia and Romania are the countries in pot 2. The qualifiers will take place between March and November next year, with a tournament in Qatar in late 2022. 13 European teams will qualify for the finals. Next Tuesday, the Republic of Ireland women's team play Germany in the European Championship qualifier. The Germans are red-hot favourites, but the Irish know they need to pull off a shock result to give themselves any chance of qualifying for the tournament. Milford's Amber Barrett, who plays her club football with Cologne FC in Germany, knows it's going to take something special.
When you look at their squad, like there's no doubt about it, they're filled with world-class players, and not just the 11 that start, that, you know, there's a lot of players in their bench that, you know, would arguably start for most other countries as well. So I think everybody's very aware of the qualities that they have. But like you said, we will need something special. But I think certainly with the players that we have, you know, it's always a possibility. And like it's been done before. And I think, you know, you're looking over the last few weeks, some of the results in the Nation League games and things. Football's a strange old sport, and sometimes it goes through and sometimes it doesn't. So we'll be hoping that we're on the right side of the result on Tuesday night.
Moving to football cross-channel, Crystal Palace and Newcastle both look to get back on track in the Premier League when they meet at Selhurst Park tonight. The hosts suffered a surprise loss to Burnley on Monday, when Newcastle have been beaten in their last two outings. And there's a West London derby in the Championship tonight as Brentford welcome QPR. A win would lift the hosts into the playoff spots and extend their unbeaten run to 7 matches. Thousands of people gathered on the streets of Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, for the funeral of football icon Diego Maradona earlier. The 1986 World Cup winner was laid to rest next to the graves of his parents at a private ceremony attended by only close friends and family. South American football journalist Tim Vickery has been explaining why Maradona is considered among the very best players of all time.
Talent with the ball, the mental capacity to be in control of what's around him, the understanding of the game, he's a strategist, and the willingness to give to the cause. I think all of those things are part of the extraordinary genius that was Diego Armando Maradona.
To Gaelic games, the Super 8s are unlikely to return in next year's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Proposals for the 2021 season are being considered by the GAA Central Council, which could also see pre-season competitions like the Dr. McKenna Cup scrapped. It's expected that the Provincial Hurling Championships will continue to be played on a knockout basis. The National Hurling and Football Leagues would get underway in February, and they're likely to be played on a regionalised basis. A new era has begun for Tyrone GAA, with Fergal Logan and Brian Duhu replacing Mickey Harton managing the Tyrone senior footballers. The duo, who brought the Red Hand County to All-Ireland under 21 success in 2015, have been handed a 3-year term. Logan says the entire management team will have major roles to play.
The bottom line is this: when you play together, you rise and fall together. So when you manage together, why wouldn't you rise and fall together? And in equal measure, so that neither party says, well, this, that or the other. But ultimately, management, even around clubs at the moment, is a collective. In Stewartstown Harps, we put together a wee cooperative bunch last year of people who have the best interests of Stewartstown to try and all go at it together. I ended up getting a text one day to tell me I was the banisher, but it wasn't meant to necessarily be like that. So we don't really, and I certainly don't think, once you're in the group, and once we're in this group, it goes from top to bottom, and there's limited, if any, hierarchy. So I don't see it as any issue once we get going. There are three people out there at the moment that we know they have a willingness and are prepared to come forward. And, you know, Collie Holmes, Joe McMahon and Peter Donnelly. And the bottom line is this: it might seem a wee bit laden, but the bottom line is, with COVID, we don't even know week to week. Men could be down, men could be up. We're going to need, there's a lot of work. Modern day coaching is so refined from the days when we were all running about and just playing 15 on 15. So we will need them, and we'll need more. And it's critical. Listen, it's a collective. Management's a collective now, and it's going to start with Brian and myself. But listen, everybody in this group, whoever comes out with the right idea that brings us over the line, I'm not fussy. We're not fussy. We're just happy to hoping to get a good group together. They have one interest in mind, and that's where we want to be.
In other Gaelic Games news today, Paul Kerrigan's become the latest member of the 2010 All-Ireland winning Cork side to retire. The Nemo Rangers clubman has called time on a 13-year inter-county career. Kerrigan was an unused sub in last week's Munster final defeat to Tipperary. The big news in the horse racing front today is that jockey Oisin Murphy has been banned for 3 months by the French racing authority, French Gallop. The flat champion jockey tested positive for cocaine in July, but denied ever taking the drug. Stewart's today hit Murphy with a 12-week suspension in France. To rugby, Connacht will be without Abraham Papadai for the first two games of this season's Heineken Champions Cup. The flanker's been handed a 5-week ban for a red card received in last week's game with Zebra. Papadai will miss the European games against Racing and Bristol. Finally, in golf, the two major World Golf Tours have signed a strategic alliance to work together. The PGA Tour have acquired a minority investment stake in the European Tour Productions, with Commissioner Jay Moynihan now taking a seat on the board. The move will be seen in some quarters as a response to the threat posed by the proposed multi-million euro Premier Golf League. And that's it from the sports desk for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, tonight will be mostly dry with a mix of cloud and clear spells. Minimum temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees tonight with a risk of frost forming. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Cabinet Ministers have given the green light for restaurants and pubs that serve food to open next week, while shops, gyms, hairdressers, barbers, museums and cinemas will also be allowed to open. It's anticipated a meeting will take place next week between officials to discuss the signing of a contract for the development of a direct provision centre in Letterkenny, which would house 350 asylum seekers. Donegal County Council Chief Executive John McLaughlin confirmed today that officials from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth have been in contact today seeking a meeting. Minister Charlie McConlogue says he has continued confidence that Irish and EU fishing interests will be robustly defended by Michel Barnier and his team in this late phase of negotiations. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator is travelling to London for further talks with his British counterpart David Frost on an EU-UK trade deal. And the number of people homeless in the northwest has dropped slightly. 80 people, 13 of them children, across Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim were registered as homeless during the week from October the 19th to the 25th, down from 85 the previous month and down from 84 year on year. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahas or Colm Ferter in Shalin, the Prevskelty Air Highland Radio. Dere Ratchis Conran Nigeliga Ilyai Policy Nashinta Don Flannel Tihiokta Sigeltuk Dogor Conran Nigeliga Lilin Shaktinya Goal An Agriyakt Re Takyart A Cutter Foil The Rini Inner August Pubbled Geltukta Ata Fui Vru Dewar Fibra Leshan Goris Planala Ta Ail of Lager Gentis Arachis Idro Gnev Jarafa Eshkaktul Aglaku Conan Geltukta Hossinch Margalar and Chichim Ilian Naganchuri Lehul Sigeltukt agus na fibhanna atá ag daoine ógáid sa gealtacht cadplan a le áil ina gceantar ghuthais. Tá réimse imeachtaí beartaithe don séú san seartal le do mí na nollag le chomarú míle go leagh bliana ar shiúil agus suíthir níomh chalam chile. Táthar ag súil go mbeidh blaisiú don litríocht géalach a bhaineann le chalam chile an Alabain agus an Éirinn agus seisiúntaí bhéal leideithis scéalta agus seanathas as tíorchanal fudú do chalam chile bé tuilliú sonraí fáilsúthe a maithin seo. Tá údaras na géalteachta ag mála go láidir do cholachtaí beaga agus meán bhéide géalteachta socraithe a chur i gcríoch ina gró go leithre chun tabhairt faoi ghuachlainn an na bratimeachta agus sriontaí COVID-19. Tá tacaíochtaí curtha ar fáil ag an údaras ina measc mol ólis ar hacaíochtaí bratimeachta ar údaras Bunkaí. Shraidh seminár ar líne chun san ólis practicúil a rint agus tá seoladh ríomhaist fógraí fásta Brexit ag údaras Bunkaí ag feinú go leanúna mar ais teaghfuile do cholachtaí. Tá clár féile scéalaíochta an ghlaise fógraí don tríú le déag sa ceathrú le déag ag an seanmhearach ar an Alchara le cardlanna agus comórta scéalaíochta a measc amachtaí na féile. Agus thuig le clarú don comórta scéalaíochta roimhe an dearna le do mhín na nollag agus tuilliú eolais ar fáil ag an seanmhearach. Sin mo thuid sé ilig go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 27th. The death has taken place of Margaret Maggie Gallagher Dunluigh Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Dunluigh. Funeral Mass in the Sacred Heart Church Dunluigh tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government and HSE guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only. Maggie's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director Facebook page. The death has taken place of Ted Porter, 469 Crohan Heights, Lifford. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10:15 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to Surgical One, Letterkenny University Hospital, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at clonleyparish.com/webcam. and the death has taken place of Kathleen O'Donnell, Kinahan Kilmacrennan and formerly Cashleenan Kilmacrennan. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in Termond Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Kilmacrennan Parish Facebook page.